this Yitzray, because the Yitzhar was taken away already. Like Rashi says, Nishchat Yitzhar, the Anshek Nesagadela. The Anshek Nesagadela, they had on the Gemara Sanhedrin, slaughtered it. Bikshu Rachmim, Venimtru Biyadim Ragul, because we have the Gemara Sanhedrin. So therefore, let's go through this path. It will be easier to withstand the Nisayan. Omla Edith, the other one said back, no, just the opposite. Nezala Pisca de Bezoinus. Let's go down the road that leads to the house of the Zoinus. And you know what? The Nechvayel Yitzron. Let us hold back our temptations. We'll hold back our Yitzhara. And therefore, the Nechabal Agra will receive reward for that. Adarabba, let's show that we're big tzaddikim. We'll go past the Zoinus and we'll hold ourselves back. And we'll get reward. So what happened was, they listened to him. Mashmah, he won out. Even though Tais says on top, that Mikan Yeshluma Jaderech Laharchik Mipesach Avashachovim Kol Mashi Yochol Bishun Nesiv Atikrov El Pesach Beisol Mukmil Yel Avashachovim. That's why the second one won out. That really is supposed to stay away as far as possible from an Avodah Zorah. So therefore, they had the two choices, even though one reason is to go that way. Because it's easier, the other one said, no, we have to stay away from the Avodah Zorah. Either the other road is harder, there's a temptation there. Okay, well, what's then the temptation? So that's what happened. Kimoti Hosom, when these two Rabbonim went past by this house of the Zoinois, Chazinu Lezoinois, Ischanu Mikamayu. The Zoinois saw them coming, and they went inside, they locked the door from them. Kids, so they had no temptation, like it was okay. The Rabbonim passed by, the Zoinois went inside the house, they didn't flirt with them. So the other one said to him, Minolochoho, how do you know this? That will be so easy for us to hold back our temptation. Like, you're lucky. Nothing happened. They were afraid of us. But how did you know to put yourself in such a situation of temptation? Malay, he said back to him, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Mezima Tishmor Lecha. Zima will watch you, Tavuna Tinsarecha, and Tfuna will protect you. So Omalay will soon say, Zima means here Torah. I mean, since we have the Limudat Torah, Torah protects us from Znus. So, Omalei Rabbonu L'Rova. The Rabbonu said to Rova, my Mezima, what does it mean, the word Mezima Tishmor Lecha? Hilem, if you want to tell me Torah, it means that the Torah we have, the person learns Torah, that will protect you from Znus. If so, Dichsiv, how do you know this? Dichsiv, it says here, Zima, Umetagmin, the Targum Unklis says in the word Zima, Atzat Chatoyim. The council of the Chatoim of the Chaitim. That's what Zima means. Well, Ksiv, another post says in Shayo, Hifla Eitzo Higdul Tshua. Here the post to Shia, right? Here the post is talking about Torah, and it says the word Eitzo, and Eitzo pertains to Torah. So if so, Torah is what protects us from Atzas Chatoim, from Zima. So Mar says, if this will be Pshan the Postik, then Zima Miboile should have said Zima Tishmor Lecho. Zima, meaning the Torah that you learned, that will protect you. That's what the Pasuk should have said. Rashi says, like, Tishmalecha mikol dovarav hirur, chet. So there, and v'yonu holchim hiluch v'diba v'divrei Torah. When we were walking, we were talking and learning. That's how he was so sure of himself that no bad would happen to him, because they were talking and learning when they passed by this house of the Zoinus. So maybe that's what the Pasuk means here. Zima means Torah. The Gemara says, no, it should have said then, Zima Tishmolecha. What's the word Mezima, from Zima? So Gemara says like this, Rav Hochikom, this is what the Pasuk means to say. Midvar Zima Tishmolecha Torah. That means, Torah that you have, that you're learning, will protect you from Zima, from Znus, from Atzas Chatoyim. Tinsercha, that will also protect you. So that's what the Pasuk means. It means that the Torah you have will protect you from Zima, from the bad thoughts, from Znus. Tanu Rabbanan, the price sounds like this. Kishe nitfasu Rabbi Eleza ben Pratyo, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. They were both caught by the Roman governments. They're both caught, put in jail. So, Omalei Rabbi Eleza ben Pratyo, Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. He said to him, Ashrecha, worthy are you. She nitfas al davrechet. You're only caught for one crime, you only did one thing wrong. Oy li, Rabbi Elazar ben Pratya said to himself, oy vei, oy on me, she nitfasti al chamisha dvarim. I was caught, they have me down for 5 counts, 5 crimes I caused, that they're going to give me judgment for. Oh, my Rabbi Chanina said back to him, don't worry, Ashrecha, you're worthy, you're better off. But you're going to be saved. You'll see. You'll be saved. Your judgment will be freed. You'll be freed. I was caught for one thing. It was a good taina that he was caught for. And therefore, v'yena nitzo, I won't be saved. Why not? What's the difference? So he said, Rechlina said to him, Sha'at osakta v'atervik mitzvasodim. You, Reb Lozov and Pratya, you Isaac, true in learning Torah, you're a big time chacham, but you're also extremely Isaac in gemilas chasadim, doing good to other people, doing chesed to other people. But vani, me, Reb Chanina ben Shradion, lo yasakti ele b'terah b'vad, I mainly only learned Torah all the time. We'll soon see, even though he did the gemilas chasadim, but not to the boyle, not the way he was supposed to. So if we set upon himself, he will not be saved from the Romans this time. Gemara says, "Ukad Rafuna, like Rafuna, the Yom Rafuna, koloisik about Torah bulvad, doima kimi shein elokha. If someone only learns Torah, it's like you do not have Hashem on you." So Rashi says, "Lahogin olav." It means like you don't have Hashem to protect you. In order to have a protection from Hashem, you have to be Isaac in both. Shinema the pasuk says, "V'yomim rabim liyisroel aloy elahai emes." They had no Hashem. What does that mean? That means they were not Isaac in Gemilas Chasodim. Now, my Leloya Lehayemis, what does it mean they didn't have any truthful, true God? It means Shekol Isaac Ba Torah Bovad, whoever just learns Torah and does not practice what he learns, he does not do Chesed, is Doima Kimi Shein Leloya. It's like he doesn't have any God. Because we know we just had by Rus, it's Chilosa Gemilas Chasodim, the Seifa Gemilas Chasodim, the Torah from the beginning to end teaches us how to do Gemilas Chasodim. So therefore, it's not enough just to learn, you have to like practice what you're learning. So you have to be Isaac in both, in learning and in Gemilas Chasodim. So Mashmi Chanina did not do, so far, so Mashmi did not do any Gemilas Chasodim. So Mor says, is that true? Well, the Gemilas Chasodim, lo yosak, the Chanina ben Tradin didn't Isaac in Gemilas Chasodim, for your tiny, we learn like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, lo yite nodu moisob li anaki shal tzedaka, a person should not give money to an anaki, a pushka of tzedaka, elim came a munol of Talmud Chacham, krevichanina ben Tradion, lest you have a good mamuna, you have somebody over it, a gabbai tzedaka, that is worthy to take care of the money, to give out the money the right way. So you see, krevichanina ben Tradion did chesed, like he was a gabbai tzedaka. Zumar says, him nu hu dehevim hemin, true, they trusted him. He was a trustworthy person. They would give tzedakah to him. But never layavid. But he did not do any chesed. He did not do enough chesed. For the more is that true, we are tiny, we learn like this. Omaloi. Moyes will soon see next Gemara later that he asked his Rebbe, as he zoichus hele mabor. So Rebbe said, let me hear something you did. So Rechlina ben Tradin answered back and said like this. Omaloi. Moyes shalpurim nischafli b'moyes shal tzedakah. I once had money that I collected for Purim, and the halacha is the money that's collected for Purim has to be given out on Purim to the aniyim to buy tzarchi Purim. You cannot use it for any other purpose. And he, in his pocket, it got mixed up, that money, with the money that he collected before for regular tzedakah. And what did he do? V'chalaktim laniyim, that he gave out that amount of money to the aniyim from his own pocket. In other words, he was mesupik, where did that money shall Purim go? So he did not just take the money from tzedakah money, but since it got mixed up, he went off name Meshur Sadin, from his own pocket he gave out money to give out to the aniyim, and that's the way he gave out for the mois of Purim. Rashi says, what? So he says, Shein shal tzedakah, the aniyim shal l'sviz Purim, and he prakti mishali, yes, a Purim. So the first shot is, though, he mixed up that money of Purim, he thought it was regular tzedakah money, so he gave it out to aniyim, he did not tell them for sviz Purim. So what he did is, he laid out the money from his own pocket. So Chur, you see, he did chesed. He laid out money from his own pocket to give to the aniyim. So as the Maisa Titkit was soon to the next Gemara, he was then Chotel Mabo because of this. So Gemara says, true. Mevad Ovid, of course, from Chalina Ben Shradion, did Maisa Chesed. Halavai, we should do like that. But Kidiboy Elay Lo Yovid, but the way he was supposed to do at his great Madrego of Chalina Ben Shradion, he did not live up to his great standard of Gemilas Chasodim. If he was not zeicher to be saved. Yeah. Now, Asiel, they were both put in jail. So the first, the government took out Asiel, the Reb Lozer ben Pratya. Omru, they said, listen, we have a lot of complaints against you. First of all, my time at Tonis. How come you learned? How come you're ready? How come you're learning Torah? There's a gzera now, you're not allowed to learn Torah. Oh, my time of ganavta, and we also have you down to be a ganav, you're a robber. How come you're a robber? You did two things wrong. Amlu, he said like this, Mamonashav, you're wrong. If I'm a robber, I'm not a learner. V'safra, if I'm a learner, loisafra, I'm not a robber. Can't be together. A learner, a talmid chacham, doesn't rob. And the guy that says he can rob him doesn't have time to learn. So one of these two things are wrong. If so, umiduho leso, nami leso. Like a monoshach, I have you caught here. One is not true. So since you're kaifa b'miksas, the sum of both is wrong. You have neither. Neither. I'm not a talmid chacham, I'm not a robber. Okay, let him go on that. Two down. Now, my time of Karol the Rebbe. But if so, how come they call you a Rebbe? If they call you a Rebbe, your name is Rebbe Lezer, so Mistama, you learn Torah. So he answered back, no, Rabban Shal Tasoimani. I'm a bigger weaver. I know how to weave very good. I'm a Rebbe. I'm the greatest. I'm the professor in weaving. They call me Rebbe because I'm the professor of weaving. Okay, let's see if you know how to weave or not. So I see Le Trei Kibure. They brought him two rolls of wool. Omru Le, they said to him like this. Hide the shesiv, hide the yarif. Which one is the wharf? Which one is the womb? Let's see if you know which way to put the wool on the wharf, on the nida, weaver. So he didn't know Taka. What happened was, is charish le nisa net happened here. And asya ziburisa, a fly came, a male fly came, oisivoy al the shesiv. Went upon the shesiv, the one that goes up and down. Because that's the one that's mekabel, the wharf that goes sideways. That's like a zohar. Zibruta is a female. She's like a female that receives the zohar. So Zibruta, female fly, went upon the shesi. That's the one that goes up and down, that receives the weaver, the one that goes in between. The Yasi Zibura, male fly, went. The Yosad al Diarva, went upon the one that goes crisscross. That's like the zohar that goes in. So Kitsi was able to tell them which one was which. Omalhu, so he's able to answer back. Hi, the Shasya, this is the one that goes straight up in the wharf. And Vahai, the Arva, this is the one that goes crisscross. So he's able to answer. Okay. Omalhu had another question upon him. My time, Aloyosius Levayavidon. How come he didn't come to the meeting, to the discussion we have once a week? That the Goyim and the Jews have discussions together. How come he didn't come to our Beis Avidon? Rashi says, Levay Avidon base Shoichlem v'Shoyd. No, they eat and drink there. L'chavim of l'chavim, u'mezalvim zivulam of l'chavim, u'fakim aliskei liyeh. And they also ask questions there. Leida ma'hi tzrichim u'mesnadzim. Are not allowed to ask some questions. They only oisik what they need for their avodah zarah, and whatever they need, they're menadiv. They're raising money. They make an appeal right there for whatever they need. So how come they didn't come to the appeal of the kitchen? Because they wanted his money probably. Amayli asked Levay Avidon. Oh, Malu, he said, listen, Zakanis, I'm getting old already. Oh, Miss Yarani, Shema to Masuni Braglechem. Maybe you're going to trample over me. I can't go to such big meetings. So, Amru, they said back to him, Viyade Idno, Kama Sabi Yisramis. What kind of question is that? Until now, let's take out the history book. How many people were ever trampled down in our meetings? We're very courteous. We take care of our people. We don't trample on anybody. So that was his Chorosh Nisa, and that happened that day. Hahu Yoyme, that morning it happened that Irmus Chatzaba, one old Roman, was trampled down by the meeting that day. Okay, they let him go. Oh, my time, we have another complaint though. Oh, my time, Koshavkis Abdu Cholacheris. Person was Yoivul then, or was Yen the Shemitah, so he freed his Eved, and Eved goes free by Shemitah, by Yoivul. So how come you freed your Eved, you're not allowed to do mitzvahs? How did you free your Eved?
Right.
According to this, child's never different. What does Rashi say? It's not the Jewish law to free your Eved on Yovel. So how come you did this? So what happened was, Omalu, he answered back, this never happened. He took his chance. This never happened. No, I never freed my Eved. It's not true. So what happened was, one Roman that was there stood up, and Lasudebe, he was about to say this, no, I know, I saw the way you freed your Evid. So what happened was, also Elio Anovi came to this great Roman here, Idmalek Echad Mechashuva de Machusa. He appeared to this Roman also like one great Roman, and Omalei said to him, listen, Midis Rochish Le Nisa, the Kulu, since so many Nisim happened right to Rebbe Lezer, you see, he's getting out of this judgment. Yishno, b'ho nami yischoresh le nisa. that something's going to happen to him. If you, even if you're going to say you're this, he's going to be freed anyway. And that's what happened to him. And Vehu Gavra Bishusa. And you'll only be embarrassed. Like for trying to say the statement that he freed his Eved, you're only going to lose out on the deal. So Leo and Navi warned him, do not say anything. But this person, this Roman, did not listen. And he still got up. You'll only see embarrassment. But this Roman did not listen to Eliyahu. And therefore, come lemeimelu. He stood up and was raising his hand. Please, I want to say this, that I know Reb Lezer did free a slave. What happened was, that second it came in an important letter had to be sent to the Kaiser. And who did they have to send? This Roman. The chief of general in charge just says, okay, you're about to say, you just raise your hand, you want to say something, you go out and send this letter to the king. What happened was, and to Gavra, is also Leo, Leo another came and met him on the road, and Paski Arbemeya Parsi gave him a push that made him fly 400 miles, and also he went, Leosa, he never came back. So kid said, that guy never returns anymore, so Leosa Yasu. Loyos, so he never came back. Since the kids was the Meister of Jableza, like Yechonina said, he was freed. He was caught on 5 points dead against him, and he was freed. What happened was now, Asiul Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. Now they brought up the second judgment, the Romans, they brought up Chanina ben Trajan. Armulet said to him, Amaiko, Saktib Yeraisa, we caught you learning Torah, Masam Barabin, and with the Xeri, not let to learn Torah. How come you were learning Torah? Omalu, he answered back, Kashet Sivani Hashem Alakai. I did what Hashem commanded me to. That's it. So Miyad right away goes through all of Lisraifa. They made Xer upon him, he should be burnt to death. The Alishtoi, his wife Lariga, should be killed. The Albitoi, and upon his daughter, Leisha Bakupa Shil Zoinus. She'll have to sit in the house where the Zoinus are. She'll have to become a Zoinah herself. We'll soon see why. So all of Lisraifa, his Gzadin was Lisraifa. Why? What was his chet? It wasn't only the fact that he was learning Torah. For this, he would have been saved. But the reason why, Hoiga es Hashem b'yos Yosef. He used to say out, pronounce,